Fireplace Audio Theater presents A Dance in the Lamplight.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Davis.
Well, hello, officer. How are things going around the neighborhood today?
Oh, pretty quiet. I haven't run into too much trouble today.
It's a beautiful day for a walk in the park, isn't it?
Sure is. Are you okay? You aren't looking so good.
Oh, I'm fine. Just getting old, that's all. My neck and back are hurting today, and I'm a little winded from all this walking. I'll just take a seat on the bench here and rest for a while.
Sounds like a good idea. Do you need any help?
No, I'm fine. Looks like the park board still hasn't gotten this old street lamp fixed. I complain to them about it all the time. The glass has been broken for years, and the light bulb has been missing for just as long.
I'm sure they'll get someone to work on it one of these days.
Until they do, they'll have to hear about it from me.
I'm sure you're a force to be reckoned with, Mrs. Davis. Well, I'll be on my way. If you need anything, just holler.
I'll do that, officer. Thank you. Maybe I'll just close my eyes for a bit. I'm so tired. Oh. Oh, I must have fallen asleep. It's dark out. What? They fixed the street lamp while I was asleep. They replaced the bulb and everything. After all these years, they finally fixed it.
Edith.
Who's there?
Edith.
I can't see you in the shadows like that. Step into the light and let me see you. Who are you? What do you want? I don't have any money.
Edith, it's me.
I don't know many people your age. Is that a military uniform? It looks like an old one. I haven't known any soldiers in a long time.
Don't you recognize me?
Should I? You don't look... Wait, you do look familiar. You look just like someone I used to know. But you can't be him.
Edith, it's me, Christopher. I've been waiting for you.
What is this? Some sort of joke? It's not funny.
It's really me, your husband, Christopher.
My husband died in the war years ago. You can't be him. I don't know who you are, but I want you to leave me alone.
Edith, don't go.
Does it look like I'm going to outrun a young man like you? Just leave me alone. Go play a joke on someone else.
Ask me something, anything. Something that only your husband Christopher would know.
This is ridiculous. Okay, fine. What was my favorite doll as a child?
Well, it could be Leanne.
No, it wasn't. My husband would know the answer. I told him the story dozens of times.
Then you must be talking about Pooka. She was your favorite when you were really little. But your family dog chewed the doll up and ruined it. You wanted to keep it anyway, but your mother made you throw it away.
How did you... That's right. Christopher? Is that really you? What is this? I must be going crazy.
Dance with me.
What?
Dance with me.
I'm too old to dance with you. I haven't been able to do that in years.
Take my hand and dance with me. Give it a try.
I'd like to, but... My hand? It looks young again. And my face? It feels like all the wrinkles are gone. It can't be.
You can be as young as you want to be. Now let's dance. I've been waiting for this for years, and I'm not going to wait a minute longer.
Oh, all right. I feel so strong. Is it really you, Christopher? I must be dreaming.
Tell me how things have been going while I've been away. I want to hear everything.
Where do I begin? So much has happened. We have a daughter named Christine. I never knew if you got the letter. You never responded. She's grown now and is a nurse, just like her mother. She's married to a businessman named Jeremy, and she has children. Christopher, you're a grandfather now.
That's wonderful. What are their names?
There's two of them, Michael and Emma. They look just like their parents. You should see them. But, Christopher, where have you been? I thought you were gone forever.
I've been waiting for you in another place. It's hard to describe with words, but I think you'll like it. Come with me now and see.
Come with you? But where? I don't understand. Is this... am I?
Come with me. I've been waiting for you for so long. We can finally be together again.
I'm not ready. Christopher, I miss you, but I've built a life without you. Christine and the grandchildren and all of my friends? I couldn't leave them all behind. No, Christopher, not now.
Life on Earth was never meant to last forever, Edith. Is there nothing that I can say that'll convince you to leave it behind?
Leave it behind? So soon? No, Christopher. I don't want to go.
It's almost time, Edith. I'll be waiting. I love you.
I love you too, Christopher. What's going on? Christopher, I can see right through you. Are you going away? You don't have to leave right now. Play another song. We can dance a little longer. Christopher.
Goodbye, Edith. Take care.
Will I see you again? What's happening? Someone turned the streetlight back on. I can't see. Christopher? Where are you, Christopher? Christopher, come back. What? Where am I?
Oh, good, you're awake.
Who are you? What's going on? My chest hurts.
I'm a nurse. You're in the hospital. You had a heart attack in the park and someone called an ambulance. They brought you here and you needed surgery for a while. We weren't sure you'd pull through, but you made it.
A heart attack?
Yeah, that's right. You're very lucky. Who's Christopher? Is he someone we can call?
No, Christopher is my husband. He's dead. I thought... oh, never mind. He's not here.
Is there someone else we can call? A relative, perhaps?
Yes, you can contact my daughter, Christine. She's a nurse here. If you have a pen and paper, I can give you her phone number.
Sure. Just give me a moment and I'll get that.
Thank you. I have a lot to tell her.
You've been listening to A Dance in the Lamplight, starring Zachary Schulfer as the police officer, Rebecca Thomas as Edith, Ryan Baldwin as Christopher, and Sarah Golding as the nurse. This audio drama was written and produced by Jonathan Spohr, assistant producer Ryan Baldwin. Music was provided by Pond5. Sound effects provided by freesound.org. This has been a Bear Place Audio production.